Good morning. Oh, it's Christmas Day. It's not every year that I get to come to you on the actual day of Christmas. I know you're all excited, and maybe you opened your gifts Christmas Eve. But anyway, Christmas Day is wonderful. And you can think about Jesus, the reason for the season. And that's what I'm going to be talking about today. Yes, truly, Jesus came to earth to die for you and me, that we might have the blessed hope of heaven. So, I just want to emphasize today the reason you are celebrating Christmas, because of Jesus. Well, years ago, a dear missionary friend that we had actually helped a lot, because she came home from the field with a terrible, terrible disease and had to be bedridden. And, oh, she suffered so. And we had supported her on the field. And she gave my family a green, golden, wooden wreath. It was green and gold, and it was wood all carved out, and on it it said, "Jesus is the reason for the season." And I still have it. Extra, after all, it was printed on a nice piece of wood, and I display it every Christmas at the back door. You can't come in my house without seeing it at Christmas time. And it's so special for me. And I love to decorate, and that's just part of the decorations. And if you come to the back door at my house, and I'll have to confess most people do, you'll be able to read that. Yes, Jesus is the reason for the season. And I put it there so we, including myself, that we'll not forget that it's his birthday and his celebration. Yes, Christmas is such a special time for me, for the family all gets together, and it's just really special. But isn't it easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle and busy schedule and put our own desires first? Actually, it should be a time when we remind ourselves and our precious children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren of the true meaning of the holiday. I'm reminded of the verses in Deuteronomy 6 and repeated in Deuteronomy 11, where the Lord commands, by the way, he doesn't admonish you or say, "Would you please?" He commands that the children of Israel instruct their children. Let me read what it says. It says, "And ye shall teach your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up. And thou shalt write upon the doorposts of your house and upon the gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land, which the Lord sware unto your fathers, to give them as the days of heaven on earth." Very few people had the written word in Bible times, and it was the parents' responsibility to instruct their family in spiritual things. The boys, of course, had to learn 17 verses at age 12 or 13, depending upon their maturity. And those verses were quoted every morning before the day started for the family. And they sat around the fire in the evening as a family, and the parents told the children about the Bible, and they taught them while they were sitting around and doing their work, and when they were walking to some place, and when they would go to bed, they'd talk about the things of the Lord. Have you ever had, and I have, little ones that really bug you? And they ask so many questions. And after the question is answered, they always say, why? 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 You'd think that you'd given the right answer to them, and they would turn around again and say, why? Why do they do that? Because they want more attention. Isn't that right? So today, I'm kind of centering my message around why questions. Questions that concern of why we celebrate Christmas in Christ. So my first question is, why did Jesus have to come to earth? And let me answer my question. Because man had rebelled against God, and his sin would lead to eternal condemnation. And all of that if God had not provided a way of escape. 2 Thessalonians 2:12 says, so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth, but have delighted in wickedness. And then the question why question is, why did God himself have to come? Because even the holiest person cannot keep the whole law and so couldn't pay the penalty for sin. Only the power of God himself could bear the wrath of God against sin. Romans 8:3 says, for what the law was powerless to do, God was able to do by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering. Well, here's another why. Why did God have to become a man? Because since man had sinned, a man had to bear the punishment. Hebrews 2:14-17. He too shared in their humanity that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. You see, God is holy, and only a holy person could do that. By becoming a man, then he shared in the way that you and I live. And why did Jesus have to die? Because sin is so terrible that God had decreed that its punishment was death, both physical and eternal. Galatians 1:4 says, Christ gave himself for our sins, and delivered us from the present evil world. And without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Hebrews 9:22 says, for Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. 1 Peter 3:18. I'm giving you all of these biblical backups so that you know it's not what I think, but it's what the Word of God says. Well, here's another why. Why did Jesus stay in the grave for 3 days? Why didn't he stay in the grave? Why did he come out of that grave and was resurrected? He rose the third day and ascended into heaven, and bless God, he will come again to judge all people. 1 Corinthians 15:4 says, right now he is gone into heaven and is seated on the right hand of God, making intercession for you and for me. 1 Peter 3:22. And here's another. The word Jesus, was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we behold his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1:14. For the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels, and then he will reward each person who knows him as their Savior according to what he has done to serve him. Matthew 16:27. And here's another why. Why didn't the Lord leave us in our sinful condition? He could have, you know. Would have been easy not to have even bothered with us. I'll tell you why. It's because he loves us so much. Aren't you glad? And he didn't want anyone to be lost and have to enter into hell. And John 3:16, that beautiful verse. For God so loved you and me that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Besides, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but he is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9. And now listen to this verse, 1 Timothy 2:4-5. Jesus, who will have all men to be saved. That's his desire. He wants you to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all. So in light of all these whys I've been giving you, I want you to think about this. Why is it necessary that you and I make a choice to believe on Christ and to accept him as our Lord and our own personal Savior? Well, it's because there is no other way to become a child of God and have eternal life than by faith in Jesus. John 14:6 states, and Thomas asked the Lord, Lord, how can we know the way? And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And Acts 4:12 makes it even clearer. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Note the must. Must be saved. We have to come that way. So the last why I have for you is, why should we have Christ in our hearts before we can truly, really celebrate Christmas? Because Jesus is the reason for the season. That's right. And we celebrate his birth, his death, and his resurrection. And as born-again believers, oh my goodness, we can share that wonderful news. I'm so thankful that the Lord provided a way of salvation, and we can be free of all that heavy guilt, and we can know that we have eternal life and we'll be with the Lord forever when we die. Oh my goodness. Not on our own merit, of course, but on the fact that he was born of a virgin and that he died for your sins and mine. So really, Christmas is a perfect time to share the good news of the gospel with others and to give our gifts in Jesus' name. So I pray that you and your loved ones know all of these whys I've been giving you, and that you can truly celebrate the real meaning of Christmas. It's been so good to be with you. God bless you, and goodbye.